Down Shoes, Brisbane's very own Doc Martens specialist, has the widest range of Doc Martens and Blundstone footwear and accessories in Brisbane. Their friendly staff can offer you expert advice on these brands and can help you find the right pair of shoes for your needs. Located at their new address at 70 Wickham Street, Fortitude Valley. Walk on in or check them out online at www.downshoes.com.au. 4ZZZ subscribers receive a free polish and shoe shine with all purchases. Down Shoes, a sub-discount outlet of 4ZZZ.
Polish and shoe shine, I like that.
Old school stuff from an old school shop.
Yes, and in the studio, well, first of all, we played the Cramps, Wild, Faster, Faster. This music is pretty much a big thing in Down's Shoes. When you walk in, you don't hear Chopin, which you should play Chopin, but also you play heaps of stuff. Unfortunately, we didn't have White Wedding, but we're going to throw some stuff on for you, Barry, anyway. Musically, did Leah and the girls who were at the Doc Shop put you onto some really good stuff, or you already had your niche kind of music that that you introduced to the girls?
No, they introduced the music to me.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't much of a music fan.
Now you love music.
Now, and yeah.
Music and Doc Martens go together, don't they?
Of course.
Yeah. Have you been to a gig where you just look down at your at the punter's feet and just admire the feet? Do you do that because you're a shoe repairer? Is that what you
I do look down and see what brand of shoes they're wearing.
Yeah. And do you actually come up to people and go admire? Because I do this myself.
I don't, but I do admire them wearing Docs.
Okay. I do that as well. I'll go, look, I love your cherry reds.
It's
or
a
whatever.
Doc thing. Mm-hmm. It's like a classic car thing. You know, it's like nice Docs. Oh, it's a good day for Docs. Every day is a good day for Docs.
Being situated in the Valley, because Barry, you were around in the Valley for quite a long time, and you would have witnessed the stuff that was going during the Fitzgerald, or even before we became known the Fitzgerald. Is there anything that you had seen that is quite interesting that probably is not in the books, and be safe to say now that you know it's pretty much all over with the 30th anniversary of the Fitzgerald Inquiry? Is there something there that stands out to you that was quite hilarious?
Yes, I came from North Queensland, which only a population of 100,000 people in the town. And when I hit Brisbane, it was 1 million people in the city and town. And it was a different culture from Townsville, from North Queensland.
It was different because the different culture to North Queensland?
Yes. Yes, it was a different culture. When I got down here, I wondered what I'm doing down here. But I got known the city and the valley, and I'll never go back up to North Queensland unless I just go for a week holiday.
And when you were working around the valley area, and because Leah and I were teenagers at the time in the 80s and the 70s, I mean, I wasn't living in Brisbane at the time, but what was it that, did you get a sense of sort of uneasiness with the police state at the time? Did you experience anything like that?
No, not really. I did experience all the what was known in the valley as the gay people, and I thought, oh, what's that got to do with me? And I found out one day when I was approached by a customer at the counter, and this woman had a heel form off her shoe, and I said to her, yeah, I'll fix it for you, and she wanted it done straight away. I said, yeah, I'll do it straight away. And then a guy walked into the counter, and I said to the woman, I said, well, I'll just serve this customer first before I fix his shoe up. And the customers, the guy that walked in said, don't worry about me, I'm with him. I look, with him? It's a her. And that was my biggest experience of the valley in them days.
But and after that, I mean, that's the beauty and the charm of the valley for what it is.
Yes, and that's why one thing I won't leave the valley.
Yeah, and having lived all the in the valley in that time, working in the valley, you think about the last 50 years, what is it about, I guess, your life in that sense that you can take away with, and if you have to write a book, what would you put in it?
The valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. The valley.
And what about you as a person that you are semi-retired? What about you as what you've come out as? What's something in you that has changed in that time?
My life has changed.
Mm.
I know where I'd be if I was still living in North Queensland. I wouldn't be where I am today.
And now that you're going to go fishing.
Yes.
You're going to do a lot of fishing. What?
Oh, yes.
What?
I'm going to New Zealand.
Yes, you are too.
For a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a list down? I'm not going to say bucket list. I think that's way too premature. Have you got a list of these things now that you want to do, other than coming back to the store and just, tinkering around down there? What's the list you've got? You've got New Zealand fishing, and what else do you have that you are looking forward to?
I really got a list, but whatever happens. It's all in my head, and I'll just go by what happens from now on.
Leah, what have you learnt from Barry?
Oh, wow. That old school service, honesty, and that business is still super current, and that businesses can totally be alternative and customer focused and employee focused and quality and service focused, and still be able to turn over and last the test of time, and that you don't need to make $1 million in business. You just need to have a really good, solid, honest business that kicks against the pricks and makes people happy every day, and creates a space where people are accepted, and you can make a difference. You can genuinely make a difference, and that retail is a lot more than just selling stuff.
Fantastic. And if you need Doc Martens, go to the Downs Shoes in the Doc Shop, and they got some pretty cool stuff. And if you wanted to go down, say hi to everyone, and they'll have party poppers that blow at you once you buy a pair of boots.
We love the party pops all day long, all day long.
Yes.
Okay. Not last words, but anything you want to leave with our listeners, Barry, before we go into our track?
Yes. Down. Shoes are down. Prices are down. Down, shoes, down. Prices are down and staying down.
Barry's almost famous for all of his cool little quirky bits, and that's one of them.
Prices are down at Down Shoes. down and staying down.
I'm going to replace that spot and use that one. That's just going to be a classic.
I think we might get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I know, but who cares? Barry, thank you for joining us on 4ZZZ to talk about your life in the matter of minutes. It's an interesting life, and I hope things go well, and look forward to your semi-retirement. And
you will still see Baz in the shop sometimes, because it is part of his life, and we're family, so he will still be gracing us at certain times.
Yeah, don't drop the tools. It's like, don't drop the soap.
Hang the tools up.
Yes.
A repair of tools are hanging up.
Good. And Leah, thanks for joining us on Friday Neon for this special occasion.
As always, thank you, Q. You are just awesome, man. Thanks.
Stop it.
ZZZZ.
Thank you, Quentin.
Here's the robot, well, the bad robot, the Hymies. 4ZZZ Friday Neon.